leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about a Palestinian state, not a Hamas state. But nevertheless, you know, this was a speech that was broadcast around the world, but not least on loudspeakers into Gaza itself.
Protesters outside the UN today denouncing Israeli strikes in Gaza. President Trump says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is more about justice, he says, than revenge. Comey facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for the Justice Department to investigate political adversaries. This is ABC News. Some top American stand-up comedians are facing a backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival, the star-studded event kicking off today.
This weekend, some of America's most popular comedians are set to perform in Saudi Arabia, drawing criticism from human rights organizations. The Saudi government has long faced accusations of silencing journalists, oppressing women, and supporting terrorism. The majority of the hijackers in the September 11th attacks were Saudi nationals. The two-week festival in Riyadh will include comedians such as Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, and Pete Davidson.
The events like this tied to a plan by the Saudi crown prince to boost tourism and the economy. Portions of the North Rim at Grand Canyon National Park will soon reopen to the public. It was shut down following a wildfire that destroyed a historic lodge and dozens of cabins. The Dragon Bravo fire, which was sparked by lightning in early July, forced evacuations and destroyed structures. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like to remind parents and guardians to make sure you have the proper seat for your child by following some age and weight guidelines. Rear-facing car seats with harness should be used until children are 1 year old and weigh 20 pounds. A forward-facing car seat with a harness should be used until children are 4 years old and weigh 40 pounds, while a booster seat should be until children are 8 years old or weigh 80 pounds, or are 4'9". Keep children in booster seats until they are big enough to fit in a seatbelt properly. Seat lap belts must lie snugly across the upper thighs and not the stomach. The shoulder belt should lie snugly across the shoulder and chest and not across the neck or face. Keep children in the back seat until at least through age 12. You can find more resources at wisconsindot.gov. Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m., it's Trivia Night at the Monaco Public Library. This is for adults and is free for everyone with no registration required. Bring a team or join a team for 4 rounds of 20 questions with prizes for the winning team. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m. over at the Monaco Public Library. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ+ people after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGBT+ youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away this specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, and his children, Cindy Bauman of Tomahawk, Laura Stunkel of Eau Claire, Joan Peterson of Phillips, and Cheryl Blaha of Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Further survived by his daughter-in-law, Valerie Mustard, and by 15 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass will take place on Friday, October 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle in Catawba, with a memorial gathering from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips. James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls, and formerly of Kennan, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd, at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his siblings, Harold, Tony, Judy Hansen, and Michael, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Funeral Mass will take place on Saturday, October 4th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba, with a visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls. Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her home on September 18th with her family by her side. She is survived by her two children, Dan Herbst of Park Falls and Karen Herbst of Glidden, by six grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service 11 a.m. Friday, October 3rd at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls, with Pastor Emerson Coy officiating. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls. Visitation held on Friday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls. Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls, passed away on Wednesday, September 17th, at Park Manor. She is survived by her three children, Linda Smith, David Neek, and Connie Neek, further survived by 12 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-grandchild. Survived also by her brother, Carl Spiller, by two sisters, Mary Vanna and Betsy Lane, further survived by her sister-in-law and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held 11 a.m. on Friday, September 26th, at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Pastor Samuel Morshing will officiate. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery. Visitation held at Peace Lutheran Church on Thursday, September 25th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and on Friday, September 26th, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls. Richard Rick Norbert Weber, 75, of Glidden, passed away as a result of an automobile accident on Tuesday, September 16th. Rick is survived by his children, Paula Freilich and Michael Weber, both of Minnesota. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his siblings, Jerome Weber, David Weber, Joanne Weber, Rita Weber, and Linda Summers. He is also lovingly remembered by his fiancée, Vicky Schmidt, and her children, along with her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. Memorial service held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, on Friday, October 3rd at 1 p.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Rick Norbert Weber, age 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Leave it to fall to paint some of the best pictures. This time of year is well known for its changing leaves and beautiful colors. Brad Hutnick, a forest ecologist and silvicologist, says that early color is indicating a beautiful fall is coming our way. He says that the best time for forage management is any time. If you plan on introducing new trees, start planting now so you can plant them in the spring. He recommends considering both the ecology of your property as well as your aesthetic preferences.
We would encourage people to think about what are your long-term objectives. And so the ecology of your site is really important. But sometimes it's even those aesthetics or those little things. So remember that maybe around your yard or even in your woods, if there are certain things you like to see or you like that color in the fall, you know, that's okay. It's okay to put that in your objectives. We've had landowners who might live in an area where you could, maybe you have a lot of different options, and they might be embarrassed to say, oh, you know, I really want to produce this tree plant because I love looking at that in the fall. And the older I get, the more I appreciate fall color. So I always tell people, don't be afraid to be managed for this as a product from your forest.
Brad Hutnick, forest ecologist and silvicologist, says to start your forest management planning now so you can get seedlings before stock runs out. Stick around. I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your markets midday this Friday. December corn is trading down 4 at 421 and 3 quarters. November soybeans are trading up a quarter at 1012 and a half. December wheat is trading down 7 at 520. October Class 3 milk is trading up 11 cents at 1683. And November Class 3 milk is trading up 12 cents at 1630. For the latest Wisconsin Ag news, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies this afternoon, a nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a tad on the breezy side. Low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s, still a bit on the breezy side. Currently, it's 62. 98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
You ever do that when you were a kid in school? You remember that? Probably in grade school, passing the notes around, see if somebody likes you, check yes or no. I never got one of those. None of the girls in my grade school class ever. But there was always just a couple of kids that were in there. They were the popular ones. Well, I survived, I guess, and I'm not bitter. I still remember it. It's Russell Dickerson now, 98Q Country.
Sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90 seats at the top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Listen, turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. To the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss in that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder, take it in and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we've never been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California.
Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This is awesome.
98Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Cause every time I hear that song, And I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back, to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
That goes Kenny Chesney, 98 Q Country. The Ogama Christmas Tree Festival is tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and is there a lot going on? I'm looking at it right now, all the things that are going to be happening tomorrow. If you want to see what's going on, some more specific info, head to our website, 98qcountry.com. Click on that community calendar. All the info is there waiting for you. We got a lot of stuff on there for you. It's a great way to know what's happening. 98qcountry.com. Make sure you check that out. Here's Luke Combs now.
I've been gone for a little too long. I've been waiting on a drummer to kick off a comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire building up a little while, and when checked the wire, sure enough, it's live. Stop it, but I can't. It's calling my name. 'Cause I'm back in the saddle like some old cowboy who dug his way out of his grave. Pulled up his boots, put his pistol on his hip, climbed up and took hold of
Country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini. Cowboys cry
too. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Saw the light 98Q Country. It's Mike along with you. Well, just in case you were wondering, the new American beer sales champ, move over Modelo Especial, Michelob Ultra, has taken over as the top selling beer in America. I don't know how long that'll last, but for now, it's numero uno. And what you'll do with that information, I don't know. I just thought I would share it with you.
98Q Country.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Get ready, Price County. The annual Fall Harvest Festival is happening Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips. Enjoy over 50 food, arts, and craft vendors, live music, kids' activities, and plenty of fall fun for the whole family. Don't miss the chance to spend your Saturday strolling through downtown while enjoying everything the Harvest Festival has to offer. Join us October 4th, 9 to 3, the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival presented by the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Special thank you to all of our sponsors. For details, visit PhillipsWisconsin.net or EnjoyPriceCounty.com.
Step into a world where magic and merriment come alive. Discover fantastical creatures, behold thrilling jousts, and meet your favorite characters of old. From rib-tickling jesters to spellbinding performances, the adventure never ends. Make memories that will last through the ages at the most magical village on earth, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Plan your visit today at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies this afternoon, a nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a tad on the breezy side, low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s, still a bit on the breezy side. Currently, it's 62.
98 Q Country.
From an airplane window, it's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouthful of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. Wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. Thank you. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sings her teeth in. She'll leave a scar in a story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That moment, she's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that away. That's all right, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. Yeah, 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 yeah
Country.
In a 4x4 Bayou. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear fall down, a gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able and putting food there on the table and providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sun.
drive. The way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. God made her so brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
98Q Country, your home for Brewers baseball. The Crew will open up a weekend series with the Cincinnati Reds at home, and all they need is one win, hopefully tonight, and they'll clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So we'll see how that goes. Pre-game starts 6:35 right here.
I was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flash of neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Stay close. Shortly after 1 o'clock, another winning keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Grab your smartphone and get ready to get in on the winning.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
In the city, in a little subdivision, her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on the fast track to a law. Coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. top commanders and generals have been called for a meeting next week by Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News learning that the invitation went out to leaders and generals with one star or higher, and that it will take place on Tuesday at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia. ABC's Louis Martinez says it's rare to convene high-level commanders all in one place.
It's so big that I think there might be some concerns about having so many military officers in one location. Now, it's unclear whether this event is going to be open to the public or not, or more specifically to the press. But one of the things that you are going to have is essentially a lot of security, given that there are so many military personnel of senior rank are going to be gathering there.
The New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner office today confirmed Shane Tamura, who drove cross-country from Las Vegas.